Now, I think the critical things are these. I don't think there is anyone who doesn't believe that there is a serious shortage of housing in London, particularly a serious shortage of housing for people do normal jobs. I'm not now talking about, one of my colleagues talked to me the other day about Japanese architects and Brazilian brain surgeons. They'll be fine, don't worry. And actually, there may be some fantastic opportunities for them in the months ahead. But normal people doing normal jobs. You know, one of my other hats is as chairman of Tesco. I think Tesco are the largest private sector employer in London. We employ about 28,000 people in London. And frankly, people who work in shops, people who work in restaurants, people who work in bars, people who work providing public transport and so on, all of these people are essential workers, just as essential to the functioning of London as are some of the more technically skilled jobs and better paid jobs that you might traditionally think of when you think about essential workers. So that's one important point. Now, if there's consensus about the fact that there is a problem here, a massive problem, and a problem that's going to take many years to set right, I think there also ought to be consensus that we've got to make a start and get on with it. So, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, frankly, I'm getting a bit bored with talking about the fact that there is a need. I'm much more interested now in what can we all do to do something about it. Ish.